your host, MC, and amateur chiropractor, Tom Borum, the dark angel of capitalism, the master of derivative aesthetic markets. Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
My name is Tom Borum, and I want you to know that I'm the de facto choice for this role because of my obvious connections to pure capitalism. As you see me at the merchandise table, there's really no one else in Baltimore that could move as much merchandise through the High Zero Festival as myself. It's interesting, you know, capitalism has a pretty kind of bad connotation. And I wanted to work with that for a minute, if I may. I actually it came to my attention that the actual root of the word capitalism, or rather competition, is Latin, and it actually means to come together, to meet. So how else are we supposed to relate to each other in this world other than cut each other's throats and stab each other in the back? I think. How? That's my question. the thing that's great about competition and within capitalism is that it improves the quality of things. Like, for instance, at this festival, we want the quality to be very good, we want the music to be good and to be beautiful, and one way that we accomplish this is we impose things on the musicians, like whoever sells the least amount of CDs doesn't get paid for the festival. And this way it makes the musicians work a little harder, and it basically balances the market, in other words. And that's capitalism. But going back into the whole thing is that it's not necessarily a bad thing. It improves equality. Like, at times, our team captains, Lexi Mountain and Max Eisenberg, they may appear to hate each other's guts. They may appear to despise each other. But what's actually happening is they're balancing each other out. And they're necessary to keep balance. And that's why they're here, because they are the most cutthroat musicians in the festival this year. And we knew that, and that's why they were appointed to be team captains. So without further ado, I want to get into the battle of the bands. A few words quickly about the format. How do the audience feel about that? I'm feeding back. Okay. Now, the audience, you decide the winners. You are the market. Therefore, you decide who are the winners. Now, we're going to have four rounds. Each team will get a chance to do their music. Then you, the audience, will decide the winner. Now, there's a lot at stake here today because the winning team will get their very own space station. So, with that in mind, you can see that there's a lot of people on this stage tonight that want that space station. And anyway, without further ado, let's get into the competition. Now, this is the interesting part. The losing team, I'm feeding back. The losing team, I'm feeding back. The losing team will lose a member for each round that they're voted the loser. So, makes it a little bit exciting, I think. All right, on with the show. The first round. Should we flip for who gets to go first? Okay, well, the teams, I want to have a, we should flip for the teams. Okay, who's got a quarter? I only have dollar bills, I don't carry around change.
Check that one, Mrs. Hunt.
All right. Okay, Mountain, Colin.
Heads.
Tails. Team Eisenberg goes first. If the team wants a huddle before you may, you have 3.5 minutes from the moment I hear the first sound. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Battle of the Bands.
Thank you.
We're not voting yet. You can clap, but we're not voting yet. My most interesting submission from Team Eisenberg. Team Lexicon, you may huddle if you wish. 3 minutes. An entirely fascinating rebut from Team Mountain. I believe that she may have just poisoned the other team. There are no rules in this game, people. Anything goes. All right, you, the audience, must now decide the winner of that first round. So, for Team Eisenberg, please submit your approval. Team Maki Mountain, submit your approval. I don't know about you, but I find the whole direction that this competition is going to be chilling. Round two. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, we do. Yes, we have an elimination. We have an elimination. Team Eisenberg must submit a member to the pit of fire. Lexi picks or Max picks?
Max.
That was disorganized. I didn't get any of that.
I like that.
Max, what do you think? Opposing team picks?
Winner picks,
loser picks.
Winner picks. People. By round four, the music's going to be really goddamn good. Okay, Team Eisenberg, huddle and begin when you're ready for round two.
Pressure's on!
And they make it back.
What you gonna do?
Jacob and the Ugly.
One of the great lessons of life is to learn to be yourself. To have confidence. I. After all that I've gone, I've been looking, is a unique personality. Then follows that all the power there is and all the presence there is. Back of every there is nothing monotonous in this great scheme of things which we call life. The power to live and the intelligence to know all exists in the and you can destroy the power.
That was an excellent entry. However, I found that ending to be a little disrespectful to me.
Amen.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And so now, Team Mountain, they're already in their huddle. So, let the competition continue.
Thank you.
All right, good people. Let's weigh in.
Hey, where's the applause over here? This isn't very official. It's working.
Oh, who's that sitting up there in the dark, wisecracking?
Reggie.
All right, folks. Team Eisenberg. Just so you know, people, boos count. It's kind of like the old saying that bad press is still press.
It's true.
All right.
Capitalism.
I just have to chuckle at stuff like that. All right, Team Mountain. $50 just got shaved off his payment for the festival. It's crappy. Team Eisenberg is in a huddle as we begin.
Underwear.
Round three. How low will these people sink to win? We'll find out. If no one is going to claim this quarter, I'll just take it.
Glass, and the closest I've been to a bar was at the only etchings I've seen behind glass, my behind glass. The only etchings I've seen, my dear. The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass, and the closest I've been to a bar was at Barry Glass. The girl who's I'm gonna be here.
You, but this is one of my favorite things in life. Competition.
Yeah, it's really fun when it's fair and play the right way.
Thank you.
gentlemen, we will now vote on round three. Now, Max Eisenberg said something to me during that last entry from Team Mountain. He asked me if it was a breach of legality that Ms. Mountain decided to play Neidhart's drum set. So I didn't have an answer for him. I didn't have an answer for him, but I figured I want you, the audience, to decide if there should be a penalty. Did you guys think it was weenie-ish for Max to say that? All right, I think that the vote, we can decide in the vote whether it was weenie-ish or not. There's a lot of weenies in the world, people. I mean, it's part of the whole system. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please vote. Team Eisenberg. Yeah! Go into the pit of fire.
I'm gonna let my teammates also decide this. What do you guys think? Yeah, just give us a second here.
Not too long. I want you all to know that the. Final round. It's now 2-1 in favor of Team Mountain. What will happen?
Thank you.
Something about the proceedings today that's just so dark. And now for the final entry in today's competition, Team Mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a dive over a snare drum.
Thank you.
to rush into this decision.
Jen, you're fired.
I do not.
Jen, I'll be seeing you at the dance party later.
This is a tough decision, people. I'm not sure. How does the Red Room Collective feel about a tie? What would happen? What will happen?
Let's have a little applause on here first.
If you have a tie, if it's a real tie, we're just going to split the space station right down the middle. and both sides will have to live with the lack of air pressure.
Okay, so the question is, do you want Team Eisenberg and Team Lexi to share a space station? Or do you want Team Lexi to kick back in space with freeze-dried ice cream and gravity boots without Team Eisenberg? Ladies and gentlemen, please submit your approval to Team Eisenberg.
Such a good fight and everything, and basically we couldn't have done what we did without you guys. So I'm just saying, you know, like King Solomon, I would say that Team Mountain would rather give you the space station than see it cut in half.
Yeah.
You know?
This is weird. I don't like this. This isn't my style.
This is not a forfeit. This is neither a forfeit nor a presumption of victory. I'm just saying.
Why?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, aggressiveness and unfocused rage versus beauty and estrogen and peacefulness. There's a dichotomy, and it's a strange one. I don't know how to reconcile this. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want a lightning round.
I'm done.
Okay. Maybe competition's not such a good thing. I mean, it's friendships get ruined and bad vibes. Ladies and gentlemen, cast your vote. Team Eisenberg or Team Mountain. I want to hear you say it. Say it. Lexi or Max, say it. Space station gets shared.
Waxy Maxy.
Oh yeah, Maxy.
There will be a joint space station orbiting the Earth. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. You, the people, the consumers, the music consumers, the market, it is you who decide. It's a time, well, you know, you're hung up on this. I think this competition...
Hey guys, if you pick them, it's a tie. If you pick us, we win. So either way, they can't win.
Yeah!
So why did you win? Look, we already got the space station out back. We towed it away 5 minutes ago.
We will too.
Thank you.
Battle of the Bands! Many, many special thanks to Tom Borum, who was released just for this day from the Spring Grove Psychiatric Research Center to help us. And many thanks to the captains, Lexi and Max, who went through intensive nine-week training to put these teams together. I think it was really an exceptional afternoon. This was kind of the primer. We've decided that going forwards with High Zero, this is the format we're going to use. So we hope you're ready for it. You'll tell your friends, and we hope we see you tonight and tomorrow night, and then a year from now and forever after. Thank you.